I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, April 28, 2014, to order. And I'd like to call on our county auditor, Mr. Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley?
Heavenly Father, we come before you today just to start a new week here. We know that we need to turn and look to you each and every chance we get. We praise you again for the great God that you are, and thank you, God, that we have an opportunity to choose eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you'd help us to share it with others. And we thank you, God, for watching over us, and we know that this week we're going to need your wisdom, and we just pray that you would just provide that to each and every one of us, from the county to the state, the United States, just throughout. Just be with all those leaders, Lord. We pray especially for this county leadership, that you be with them, give them guidance and wisdom. We pray for those that may need your helping hand, that may need your healing hand. And each of us probably has some we can think of when we think about that. We just lift those up to you and pray that you be with them. Be with our soldiers, Lord, that might be across the seas or wherever they may be, and the families that are at home. Watch over them. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'd lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any commission remarks to open the meeting from the county commissioners? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 339465 through 339527 and three transfers. One from Transfer Station of Road and Bridge, one from the Prosecuting Attorney Bad Check Fund, GCR, for salaries, and one from the County Clerk to Road and Bridge for election work.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks numbers 339465 through 339527 and three transfers. Journal entry from Transfer Station to R&B, transfer from PA Bad Check Fund to GCR, and a journal entry from the County Clerk to R&B for election order. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for diesel fuel. Mr. Erickson, Mr. Hayes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, thank you. We're here this morning in response to requests made by Road and Bridge for gasoline and diesel fuel. This is bid number 201403-253. The previous bid had been put out in 2012 with a 24-month term. When that got close to expiration, we went ahead and released this a little over a month ago. And oddly enough, despite the fact that I did direct bid invitations to six different fuel traders, and we received numerous questions from those fuel traders over the course of the last four, five, 6 weeks, resulting in two separate addendums, correctly pluralized addenda. We only received one package by the deadline last week, and this was scheduled to open on April the 15th. We opened the one package received. Mr. Hayes has reviewed it, and he's prepared to make a recommendation, which I support, again, based on the fact that we had reached out to fuel traders across the region. I do have a written bid tab with pricing details on it, a copy for each of you if you'd like.
gentlemen wish to look at a copy of what they have for us. Go ahead and continue on.
Basically,
I would take a copy. Thank you.
I put the previous information on there just for comparison purposes because I found it a little bit refreshing that the prices this year are not drastically different. In fact, they're lower in two instances.
My recommendation is to stay with Tri Lakes Petroleum as they're the only vendor that bid.
Am I reading this right, that unleaded costs went down?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, there's a proposal in front of us with a recommendation from our Road and Bridge Administrator.
Motion for approval.
Purchasing? I'm sorry?
Motion for approval. It seems a trial of something. There's only one submitted, so.
Would you add to that bid number RFB 201-403-253?
I sure will, Les, yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to award bid to Tri Lakes Petroleum as per recommendation for RFB 201-403-253. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you. Wastewater project upgrade regarding specifically the village of Marion Woods. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
For our record, because we're taping, we're also broadcasting live over the internet. Before we begin, will you each give your names, and then she'll have it for the record as well.
My name is Terry MacArthur. I'm a senior project manager with HDR Engineering.
My name is Jerry Pagan, Village of Marion Woods.
Thank you, gentlemen. John, would you like to begin?
Village of Marion Woods has requested this meeting with the commission in order to bring the commission up to speed with the project that they're looking at as far as some improvements within their collection system in the Village of Marion Woods. This would regard or is in regards to some things that they would like to do as far as modifying their pump stations, elimination of pump stations possibly, modifying some lift stations that are a certain process or technique into another process or technique that would be less labor intrusive as it's becoming to be now. They had went through a selection process. They had advertised for a professional engineer to come in and look at these necessary improvements as they saw them, and they have selected HDR Engineering as their engineer. Their request today was just to meet, come before the county commission in order to bring you up to speed on the information that they have.
Right. I would be speaking from my handouts, if that's appropriate.
That'd be great.
Okay. Basically, this is just, we haven't began any work yet. We're just, this is an informational briefing that John had asked. It's a collection system upgrade plan for Merriam Woods. The second slide on the first page shows how we would organize the project. I would be the project manager for HDR and communicate directly with Jerry and with John as needed. We would be supporting this project with a lot of the folks out of our Foresight office, which are shown here under survey. Travis Heyer would be the project engineer on this project. As we get into the scope of the work, we anticipate we'll need support from people on electrical, structural, mechanical, construction, and civil. And I'll go into that a little bit deeper.
Let me clarify for Brandon and Dan, if I could, very quickly. John had brought this to my attention, and I asked if we, in fact, could do this and hear from you all out front, because it's a lot easier for us to come the day that we receive a bill for several hundred thousand dollars, potentially, then we have a good idea of what we're looking at and where we're headed. So I really appreciate you all being here today.
Well, thank you. On the second page, we've tried to present this to fit inside 5 minutes, so I apologize if it's too brief.
You take as much time as you want.
All right, thank you. A little brief overview of the existing sewer system. It's about 13 years old. They have 8 pumping stations. 4 of those are vacuum-primed pump stations, which if you have any experience with those are very, very critical that you can't have any leaks in the seals or anything like that, or the pumps won't prime properly. The city has reported a lot of problems with those particular pumps in those stations. They also have 4 submersible pump stations. They have a flow meter facility that meters the flows that go to Rockaway Beach that they've had some problems with that we'll talk about in just a minute. And they currently have 64 grinder pumps in their system. The sewer system challenges that we're looking at, basically for the pump stations, again, the vacuum prime pumps are difficult to prime and are a complex system that requires a lot of maintenance. Many of the items of equipment that they currently have exceeded their life expectancies, and some of them are no longer supported by the manufacturers, which makes getting replacement parts very problematic for the city. There has been observation of corrosion of the concrete, of the pipes, of the guide rails, and the control systems at all the lift stations that adds to the concerns for reliability of the system. The valves are not functioning in some locations for the pump stations. The electric motors and controls require rebuilding and replacement. And all the grinder pump stations require service at least once per year, some more than that. Okay. For the flow meter facility, the existing flow meter does not work. Currently, the sewer rates to Merriam Woods are based upon water usage records, which isn't really given an accurate accounting of what they should be charged. The site currently is not secure. The facility has been vandalized in the past, which may have added to some of the operational problems. Going on to the third page, our project approach basically, as Commissioner Houseman said, there was a vendor that came out and looked at this for the city and shot them a price at a high level. They didn't really dig into things of going in and replacing just the mechanical equipment. But they didn't go in to see if it really made sense to replace all those things. There's the possibility that we could perhaps eliminate a lift station if we put in an aerial crossing. They didn't look at remedying all the things, just the things that his equipment would remedy. So in our evaluation of the existing lift stations and the flow meter facility, we're going to take a look at the existing conditions, the future service requirements, which would also include looking at how this system has a role to play if Venice on the Lake project is ever executed. We want to make sure that whatever is done fully supports that and can accommodate that. We want to look at the potential costs for the capital improvements for operations and maintenance in the future to the city. We'll look at the potential impacts on the village for their staffing needs and for their rates. We'll report back with this information in a report with recommendations. And then the second part of the project will be, depending on what's decided to do, elected to do, and proceed forward from the report, we would anticipate proceeding into the design and then construct the approved improvements. In our project approach, this isn't all we would look at, of course, but things we would place a high value on are communications as appropriate with folks that need to know things and are, talk to the stakeholders about their involvement and input, and that would include like the Rockaway Beach and possibly some others, the sewer district. An accurate assessment and recommendations, good solid recommendations for the system. Improvements that prioritize a high value, low costs, reliability, and a long service life. The potential improvements approach, again, we want to look to see if possibly we could eliminate, there's been some discussion of eliminating one lift station. You go to cellular-based communication systems so the city doesn't have to pay for a leased line. Structural rehabilitation versus replacement. If we're finding a lot of corrosion in the wet wells and things like that, which is a normal process for unprotected concrete in a sewage environment, we'll look at whether it would be better to go in and rehabilitate that and put some kind of an acid-proof lining on it, or it might even be cheaper just to replace it. We'll look at things like that and use common sense. We'll also look at relocation versus temporary pumping costs. One of the things is when you're doing improvements to a live system, it's a bit like open heart surgery in that the system needs to keep functioning while you're doing your work. With sewage systems, sometimes while you're working, if you need to take the facility offline, you have to pay to have temporary pumping done. We'll look into those costs, and that will be part of the common sense approach is it smarter just to build something new and not pay extra for temporary sewage pumping costs, which add really no value long term versus a new facility? Again, it's just part of the thought process as we get into this. We'll also look at a phased approach to the grinder pump replacement to try to help the city with that. Jerry, did you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, basically, as the village, we've had this system online for 13 years. We've been maintaining it for 13 years, and we really haven't had any black marks with DNR. We haven't had any spills or anything like that. We've been keeping it running, but parts and things like that are getting to where you can't even find them for the system as old as it is. And they normally have a 3 or 5 year warranty on the pumps and things like that. We can no longer get warranty that left on after year five. We're going on 13 years on pumps that they're eventually going to die. And they're failing more and more over the last 2 years. We're seeing more and more maintenance and upkeep and replacing the parts, and it's just going to snowball effect here much for too much longer as far as everything is leaving. It's using its life expectancy and just needs to be replaced.
John, from my review of dollars that are available to municipalities through the capital improvement sales tax and then the pro rata share for this village, there are, or should be, more than enough monies within that line item for this particular project. Is that right?
Yeah, I would think so, depending on the outcome of the engineering analysis and so on. But
Yes. Do you have anything you'd like to add this morning, John?
Looking at their system, their wet wells, there are some things about the wet wells that look really good to me, indicating that there's not a lot of hydrogen sulfide buildup within their system. Their concrete and their wet wells look really good. Some of the things that I saw, which were inherent to the sewer districts, some of their discharge piping is corroded. And it's just the sewer gases and that environment has worked on their components of their system like it has in other systems. They haven't ever requested any money through the sewer sales tax before, And so they've tried to maintain it as best they could without putting a burden on the county sales tax, and now it's come time to where they really need to do some of these things to try to actually improve the efficiency of their system and the reliability of it. They're doing a good job from what I could see when we inspected their system down there, but they're just at the point where some of these components need to be addressed.
Brandon, Dan?
You mentioned other projects that would be affected by operation of this facility. I'm trying to picture in my mind, is Bull Creek, does it pass through there or does it go straight to Rockaway?
Bull Creek passes through there. It don't necessarily go through their system, but it passes through the village of Merriam Woods.
Okay.
Now, Venice on the Lake, if we get to that point, it would have some interaction with their system. Possibly there is at this time, there's a different routing being looked at that, like Bull Creek Village, it would pass through their system, but it may not have to interact with it. But the plan that's on the table right now, which is very rough and preliminary, shows Venice on the Lake actually going through one of their pumping stations in order to get to Rockaway Beach, but that's being looked at right now. But there would be easements, there would be probably other interaction with Merriam Woods in some fashion to get Venice on the Lake to Rockaway Beach in the future.
As I look at that and see that there's 64 grinder pumps involved, is there a consideration of looking at a different gravity flow, or could there be some eliminations of those grinder pumps because they are an added cost to the sewer system itself, and 64 is a large number. I know there's the area is growing and everything, but that was back as we talk about the number of years that the system's been in place. Grinder pumps were the main issue at that point of making the system work. Yep. But are we going to look at maybe a different gravity flow type situation on those? Or
I'm not an engineer. That's why we have the engineer help us. But I know of several locations inside the village where it looks to me like the grinder pumps can be eliminated. And I've talked to HDR about looking at those and seeing if we can eliminate some. I really believe there's going to be some grinder pumps that probably can be removed off input onto gravity flow by just looking, me going out there and working on these things and seeing that it looks pretty obvious that some of them can be put on gravity flow and removed off of a separate grinder pump.
That'd be a big improvement for what we're trying to look at as far as cutting costs, and I know Mr. Houseman just mentioned that there's monies available because you guys haven't used the monies that were set aside for that particular project, but that would be something that the commission, I'm sure, in the sewer district to look at is trying to go with a gravity feed as much as possible, and grinder pumps are extremely expensive to keep up to date.
Yeah, I think that was one of Jerry's priorities, was to look at their low pressure section.
We actually have 125 grinder pumps, but only 65 of them is
what the Village of Marion Woods is responsible for. So there's more than 65 grinder pumps. There's like,
is it 125 pan or something like that?
There's 125 actual grinder pumps.
That's a lot of grinder pumps.
It's a lot. And we've got another subdivision come online. It's going to, looks like it's routed with, it's low pressure grinder pumps, and they're putting 10 new houses in phase one. It'll be 10 more grinder pumps.
Anything else, gentlemen?
My recommendation obviously is for you to proceed with Mr. Suti, and then whatever decisions you make, and as we move along through the project, I don't see any reason why the county won't be there with you. We're looking at capital improvements. We're looking at something that falls within the parameters of what we set these dollars aside for. So personally, I don't see any stumbling blocks in moving forward.
Did you give us the dollar amount? You said it was on the high side that was given to them, but
The vendor gave him a number, but that was just for him to come out and replace equipment.
I think it was right at $800,000. That was just
$831,000.
That was just to replace equipment.
That was just to replace equipment. I think he may have had a little money in there to do a few site improvements, like put a fence around the flow meter.
Yeah, it included a new flow meter installation. That included replacing the grinder pump units with new units, and then that included replacing all the pumps at all the lift stations. And that's where, you know, we didn't know if they'd, all that needed to be replaced or not, and that's why I was, you know, glad that they brought an engineer in to look at this. And it's actually evolved a little bit from just replacing stuff to look how they can come out of this with some long-term improvements to their overall system. It's not, you know, most of these funding agreements we see are just lift station specific issues. This is a total system they're looking at of trying to update and improve. So it's one of the bigger projects that we've looked at as far as the scope of it.
Gentlemen, thank you much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you bringing us up to date.
Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you all back there for coming too. City of Branson, funding agreements for lift station number 9 and lift station number 25.
Yes. The City of Branson has submitted two funding agreement requests for approval. Each of these funding agreements had previously work addressed in each of these funding agreements had already been approved by the commission back in 2012, but due to the termination dates expiring before the work could be completed in 2013, led to these funding agreements having to be revised and resubmitted. At that time, whenever the termination date expired on each agreement, the county legal counsel wanted to go back and look at the language contained in the current funding agreements. And since that time, we revised that language. Then the City of Branson, going through the approval process that their entity requires, which is two readings, it took 2 months to get through that process, and now they have come back to the county finally to get these two agreements addressed. But you know, as I stated, these agreements, the work within these agreements had already been approved, and the termination dates expired, and we revised the language, and then they used that language in the new agreements to take before their boards and got approval. County Legal Counsel has reviewed each of these agreements and approved them as to form, and they're before us today requesting approval so they can move forward.
Is there I have no problem with that, other than is there a dollar amount that the
two projects are an increase?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Is there an go ahead and you're closer there to where you
was
you
there an increase in the because of the time frame?
No, the funding agreement amounts did not change.
Didn't change, okay.
Not on either agreement.
But the scope of work that has already been completed, if there's been any completed, does that change the the amount of the funding agreement.
No. No, the agreement didn't change. Actually, the one of the agreements, the work is completed because Branson was under contract with the contractor at the time that the dates expired on the funding agreement that they were currently working under. But the amount didn't change as far as the funding agreement amount and the amount to their contractor.
Have we already reimbursed a portion of these projects?
I would, yes. With this one agreement, for example, lift station number 9, there's $40,000, $40,288.60 that the city has paid to the contractor, and they're getting ready to pay out of their reserves, you know, to pay that amount. And
I guess where I was headed with that, we have already reimbursed almost $300,000 on this project. And because of the agreements lapsing, we're waiting for those to be put back in place, and now we're basically wrapping those up.
Yes, that's what we're doing. Like I said, the city continued on with the project because they were under contract. They have paid the contractor. And they're really basically what they're doing now is just seeking reimbursement of that remaining amount that was left in the funding agreement.
Let me take it a step further. What we have in front of us, really, and they have provided a copy of the invoice that was paid to the contractor.
Yes.
So it's an exact amount as to what their expense was.
Okay.
This project number 9, lift station number 9 upgrade project, is $40,288.60.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And I'd like to do these in two motions, if that's possible. So if we could have a motion to approve the funding agreement for lift station number 9.
I'll make that motion, but I want to visit about it once.
Is there a second?
I hear the last part. He said,
"I'll make the motion about it after,
with discussion."
Yes.
Second.
We can visit now.
Yes. What this is, and once we do the $40,000 on this, that's the completion total. There's no additional monies added to this particular project. That closes our commitment to.
I think that actually there would be additional payment, wouldn't there?
With this project here, this is the final payment on this project with number 9.
That was my question.
This includes their final pay request plus the retainers, holding on the contractor.
Okay.
This would reimburse that project, and then this one would be closed. As far as the funding agreement would have been satisfied.
Right.
Yes.
So motion on the floor to approve the funding agreement for lift station number 9 for the city of Branson. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. The second is a funding agreement for lift station number 25.
This project is ongoing at this time. The amount that's in this funding agreement here is $5,697.54. The engineering to determine the work necessary to upgrade lift station number 25 has been done. The engineering cost that they're paying now is for construction phase engineering. And the project is under construction at this time and almost 80% complete. So this engineering that we're talking about here is based on engineering during construction activities that are being carried out by the engineering firm to oversee the project.
It's not a change order or
no.
like that?
Then. No, it's not a change order. It's just this is another one of those projects that the termination date expired on. This is to update the funding agreement with a new funding agreement and then carry on with the project as far as these engineering services are complete. When they negotiated their engineering contract, they had preliminary and final design activities in that contract plus construction phase engineering and inspection. And the engineering, as far as the design phases, have been satisfied, but they still have a construction phase engineering and inspection going on with this project. What we're going to try to do in the future is to try to put those construction phase engineering portions of an engineering services into the construction funding agreement, so we don't have these funding agreements kind of just carrying on. You know, we can do the engineering and get a design of where they're going to go with their project and then finish that, and then we can get into the construction phase. But
so what you're telling me is that would be two phases of payment.
Yes.
Instead of having this particular phase
just
show up in the middle.
And
that's the way I would rather see those.
Yeah, because it gets kind of confusing.
Yes.
What they're going to do, what I got up, I had three agreements before the attorney now, and one of those agreements is the construction phase of this project we're talking about now, which we were going through the language. We were revising the language on the funding agreements, but how they had been used to doing, how the process worked, they would go through the feasibility study portion, and then they would once that feasibility study had been done, then they would move into bidding for construction of the engineering and the upgrades that come out of that engineering study. So what they've done is that they've went ahead out for bid back in 2013. They bid this project out. They were already under a commitment with the contractor when we were transferring the duties from the sewer district to the county, and we were also revising the language of the funding agreement, so they were already under responsibility with the contract. So they've moved forward with the construction of this project. So that's one of the projects, or one of the funding agreement requests that'll be coming back to us here in probably a couple of weeks, would be to get a funding agreement on that project.
On the remaining 20?
Yes, yes. On this one here, this here is to establish a funding agreement in order to fund the inspection services from the engineering company on that project. That's ongoing as we speak. And Mike will be here. Mike Ray with the City of Branson will be here to better explain that and where they're at with that and a couple of other funding agreement requests at the next meeting.
Is there a motion to approve lift station number 25 for the City of Branson as presented? The funding agreement for lift station number 25? Yes.
Move to approve funding agreement for lift station 25 for the City of Branson.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the funding agreement for lift station number 25 as presented for the City of Branson. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
We have as our next agendized item is approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes. But as yet, we've not had an opportunity to go through those, so I'd like to suspend them and repost them for our next meeting. That's all right with you, gentlemen? MoDOT, monthly update, at long last. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, gentlemen, this morning?
We're good. We are good.
Well, I've got a few items. We're busy right now. Maintenance is very busy right now.
Before you jump into your presentation, could I ask you, I know that Ava got hit with some hard winds last night. Was there any area in Taney County that really got smashed with the winds that you're aware of from your perspective?
Not that I'm aware of. I didn't get any bulletins this morning, let's put it that way. I haven't had a chance to talk to maintenance. I know we had, you know, some trees, dead trees, that type of thing that fell in roads and that type of thing, but beyond that I haven't heard anything. Just haven't gotten any reports this morning. I talked to maintenance briefly this morning about another item and it didn't come up, so I don't know.
when that last report hit about 11 o'clock last night, I don't know about Randy, but some of us were ready to go. So I'm glad that we didn't catch what others did. Sorry that they did.
Yeah, I knew it hit pretty hard down here. And then I live farther to the west. And, of course, Baxter Springs and Quapaw, Oklahoma got hit. Right. And, that Joplin area, that memory is long implanted with those folks. And so anytime a storm comes through, it's quick reaction anymore. So, my brother-in-law took some pictures of the tornado going by, but it was really far away. So I said, I don't know about you, but it was really far away. As far as MoDOT goes, we are in the midst of the spring maintenance schedule. We'll be mowing here in another 2 to 3 weeks, but right now we are in the process of cleaning out ditches and replacing pipes, repairing edge ruts, working on herbicide application, trying to either get rid of weeds or put down plant growth regulators so that we don't have to mow as often as we do in some areas that have a lot of fescue, and hoping that we get a regular rain pattern this year so we don't get rain in late August and have Johnson grass that gets 5 foot high like we did last year. Also in the process of, I think they've pretty well completed it, we're doing our spring bridge cleanup and bridge flushing on the tops of the decks, getting those cleaned up. And then any debris or anything that's come through underneath the bridges, we're getting that cleaned up this spring too. That's usually a twice a year type of event, once in the spring and then once again in late fall. So that's it for the maintenance side. Of course, a lot of patching too, always going on with the patching. On the maintenance or on the construction side, we've got one active project that's actually in the Taney County area right now. That's the 76 overlay. We're doing an actual mill and fill where we're milling up the existing pavement and then replacing it with new asphalt, and that's right through Branson right now. They started down on the five-lane section, like the Roark Valley Road area, and went over to 65, and then they've come back. I was told they're up to about the Grand Palace area now, and they're headed westbound. But they'll go all the way up to Shepherd of the Hills westbound, and then they'll come back going eastbound back to where they started at Roark Valley Road. So, and then that complete project actually goes, we go from the entire length of 76 from 65 all the way over to Route 13 in Branson West. So, and it's all mill and fill.
What's the time limit that you've got on completing that project?
The city of Branson area, the contractor told us probably 2.5 to 3 weeks, depending on rain and that type of thing. I think they've got it put out to, I'm thinking July on the entire project because it is a mill and fill on the entire length. We are doing some guardrail replacement. They've actually started that in the, I think it was over more towards the Silver Dollar City area. So that's actually in Stone County, but they've done a little bit of guardrail replacement. And that's pretty well it. It'll be nice when they get done. There'll be a section that I'm assuming we're skipping because we're going to improve that set of curves there between the high road 465 and 265. Get that to just one big sweeping curve, and it will be four lane in that section when they get done. So we'll have four lanes coming between 465 and 265. So that'll be nice too.
That'll be real nice.
Yeah. So and that's pretty well our major project in the area this year. We did a lot of overlays in the last 2 to 3 years. A lot of improvements, and so it's slowing down some. And we've been saying that our construction budget was getting smaller, and it is. We've gone to bonding, paying off the bonds on the Amendment 3 funds, which is what the statute or what we were required to do by law. We had to bond that money, and so that's what we did. And so that money is being paid off with Amendment 3 funds now. And no more ERA funds, and so the influx of money has kind of dried up, so it's going to be pretty slow going. Of course, we are monitoring the 1 cent proposal that's in the Senate right now. We have high hopes that that'll make it out of the Senate and get approved by the governor. We'll see how that works. So if it does make it out, that will be voted on in November of this year and would go into effect, I've been told, immediately in January. So that would be nice, too.
From what I hear, it sounds like that is going to come out of the Senate. Is that?
I hope. I hear all kinds of rumors. I think it's up for discussion this week. So, but I also know they don't have very long until the end of session. And once again, it's been, you know, kind of pushed around, and it got filibustered last year, and so we're a little nervous that the same thing might happen again this year. So we'll see. I know there's been talk on the federal level for, you know, they've been, you know, negotiating and discussing in committee the federal trust fund, but, you know, who knows where that's going right now. So we'll see.
Do you think federally that they're going to increase the gas tax?
Honestly, I've been at MoDOT for 11 years now. The feds have not changed the gas tax since 1992 or 93. They have continued to just keep pushing things off. Not that everybody else doesn't too, but, you know, you used to get six-year highway bills, and now we get one-and-a-half-year bills if we're lucky. You know, while I've been here, we've gotten six-month extensions, and that type of thing. So I don't even know if we can say that it's common practice anymore to have a long-term highway bill, because it hasn't been that way for several years. So I'm not real confident about the funding there, just based on that, and based on the environment with, you know, with the different parties not getting along very well when it comes to getting things done. So I'm a little nervous.
I just say that because there's been so much action federally regarding that.
Yeah.
Just more than I remember.
Yeah, and that does make me feel a little bit better, because we do hear a lot more reports that they're talking about it a lot more. I know that Senator Blunt's office has got a proposal forward for making some money available, but it would be more of a loan type program. So I mean, it would be good to have a funding mechanism, but a financing mechanism. But what we need is funding. So where that would help, we still don't have a funding source. So we'll see. I was trying to remember if there was anything else. Along the same lines with the 1 cent, we're also required, that proposal would require MoDOT to have a list of projects, and all of the counties, this county and several other counties that are members of the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments, they got together a few weeks ago and voted on the priority projects for the road and bridge, and then again, they will get together again next week to vote on things like aviation, freight, bicycle, and PED, and I think that's it, those types of modes, because the 1 cent would cover all types of transportation, not just road and bridge. So we have to have a list together of projects. I do remember that 76 fared fairly well in the discussions with SimCog, but again, we have to get the rest of the RPCs together and then have a planning session, which should be towards the end of May, I believe, to see how the rest of our 21 counties that are part of our district, basically how everybody votes. I think 76 came in second in the SimCog discussions, right behind Highway 60 corridor. The number one improvement for SimCog was the Highway 60 corridor, basically from Republic to Monette. So, and then 76 from Branson West to Branson, I guess, would be the next one. So, I think that was it. Did you gentlemen have anything else?
I appreciate the we have entered into a spray program and received help from the state as far as application and different things that have to do with that program. And Randy informed us that the state cooperation was great, so we do appreciate that and pass that word along.
Thank you. Thanks, Randy.
You do that for one another, Elsa?
Yeah. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Again, thank you.
Thank you.
It's we get a lot of comments always after your presentations from individuals. Let me ask again just one quick question. Remind me, what will be the starting date, or what is anticipated to be the starting date for the bridge down here just below Swan Creek?
I believe we would bid that in 2016, the fall, and so then the construction would be 2017.
17.
And since we are looking at a parallel, you know, a replacement structure. I'm not sure the exact dates on that. If we had been closing the structure or doing something where we had to one lane it, then, you know, we would have had some pretty intense negotiations on dates. But as it is, I think we've just got it set up where usually normally when we do a full bridge construction, we usually bid in the fall and then leave that up to the contractor. They have to have it done by, say, the end of the next year. They can either start in the winter or they can wait till the spring to start their construction, but that's kind of up to them.
There still hasn't been a decision on whether to be above or below the existing bridge?
I know we are looking at an alignment to the east, and you know, I'm not sure how those negotiations are going with the Corps of Engineers. I know we've made initial contact with them, and I don't think they had any immediate red flags or anything that went up in the air that would keep us from doing the alignment to the east. So I'm assuming that we're continuing to pursue that, and you know, unless something comes up that we're not aware of, that's probably where it'll end up going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen.
There you are.
There are three lists in front of me.
What was that?
That one's
oh, they're all seven. Well, this is my past those are. Dan,
why don't
you give me those and we'll share these.
Do you need this note back? Or?
Nope, you go right ahead. Where are we going to start, Christy?
Personal property add-ons list.
We
need the third page.
I only got two pages. Is it, what did you say, third page?
Let me have those back. Sorry. And that's?
Those are all the personal property add-ons that were sent directly to the collector's office from the assessors. They are from March 2014, and they include all 3 years that are listed.
Gentlemen, if we could list this as Exhibit A with today's date. We began this process relatively recently. As we noted, because we believe that Missouri law required that we do this, and sure enough, coming out in our audit, we're going to see that we're supposed to be doing this. So
that's this.
Yeah, this is generally when someone comes in and there's something that has to be corrected, we do the correction and then we do an add-on to the book to properly assess the individual for what vehicles or whatever changes that they need. These that were presented in hard copy, we received in an email.
Thank you.
Christy, what are you going to bring up next? The real estate or the
personal property?
So the existing.
The group at the top are personal property refunds.
Oh, sorry, I was just asking what game was over there.
They're highlighted in yellow for you, and then the remainder on the page are the personal property. This is where we got the wrong bill, and we are removing it. And of course, that add-on was created. Any other questions?
Personal properties, just the add-ons. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 4/20/2014.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Exhibit A, dated 4/28/2014. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. A little bit where you show the yellow listed refunds, but then there are a number of following. Let's list that as Exhibit B with today's date. This day. This is all regarding personal property refunds and then personal property.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 4/28/2014.
Awesome.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Exhibit B, dated April 28, 2014. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain on number 2015-0072.
So noted.
It's a band name.
I think.
Let's list the third document as Exhibit C with today's date. Which is regarding real estate. If you look, there's a number of sign issues that are there, that the signs are gone, and or a number of other erroneous assessments, common elements merged, etc.
Move to approve Exhibit C, dated 4/28/2014.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Exhibit C, dated 4/28/2014. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Trincicor contract. Chuck and Donna, would you like to join us? Yes, thank you.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Doing well, thanks.
What we have is a new agreement that has been provided by legal counsel. What it really does is deletes the provision for additional payments to this company. And I think that it allows the assessor's office to continue to receive basically what's been promised and contracted for until, or I should say what was described in the original contract up until March of 2015. All that was in that package before. And we're all in agreement that this is the direction that we should go?
Yes, sir. I am.
Gentlemen, I would respectfully request that we approve the contract by and between Incrincicor, the Office of Taney County Assessor, the Office of Taney County Collector, and the County of Taney, Missouri, as presented and approved by County Council.
Trying to look at this part. Trying to find all the emails. I'm trying to find.
Further statement would be that this is really the culmination of or ending of discussions that we've had regarding this service provider between the commission and the various elected officials in the courthouse, and we've chosen to go this route, and council has reacted by furnishing us with the document that we've agreed to. Fairly stated?
Yep. Thank you.
Contract, does it state agreement for extended services to the assessor's office?
Until March 15, 2015.
I mean, that's been discussed several times. I just want to mention it again that we...
Yes.
Contract
that's all fulfillment. Contained within this agreement.
They got a number on it. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'm trying to find this transport matters contract number.
And I suppose the correct motion would be to approve the contract by and between Taney County and Trincicor, known as file number 12-051AS.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank both of you. Appreciate it.
Aye.
Donna. ATV ordinance.
have in front of us, and we had in front of us last week, a proposed change to the ATV-UTV ordinance for Taney County, which really authorizes the issuance of permits for the operation of all-terrain vehicles and utility vehicles on certain county roads. This calls for a $15 fee that the county would retain a fee through the county clerk's office. What was raised at the meeting last week was whether or not $15 was appropriate. And I believe that the rest of the ordinance is in order, originally presented by Donna with some revisions from County Council.
Yes, you asked me to put that ordinance together for you after Danny made the motion to alter the ordinance to meet the new changes in law, which would allow for ATV vehicles on county roads throughout Taney County, not just in the National Forest. And Frank Cotty took what I had prepared and then adjusted it appropriately.
The fee that was being charged was $15, correct?
Yeah, that's a lifetime fee. It's not a yearly fee. The state actually does charge a yearly fee for a permit, but Taney County's permit is lifetime, as long as that vehicle, that ATV, is still owned by the original owner.
That was not part of our discussion when one of the commission members thought that we might look at something that was less, but that is for lifetime.
It's a lifetime, yeah.
And doesn't transfer except with ownership.
Yes, if there's a change in ownership, then that individual has to come in and get a new permit. So it's not an annual fee like there is with the state.
Is it 15?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion for approval. I was the one that argued the other point.
You sound so upset. I'll do it. Eeyore, are you sitting over there?
Yeah.
I think the appropriate motion is to approve the ATV-UTV ordinance known as file number 12-040CC. The motion has been made and seconded.
All seconded.
You two are just a big ball of fun this morning. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Donna, thank you for your assistance in this matter.
You're welcome.
Savannah Place, Mr. Hayes. Can I get you to briefly review for us what's in front of the County Commission? And let me note before you do that County Council has drawn up these agreements after discussion with Mr. Hayes and discussions previously with the County Commission.
Basically, what you have in front of you is agreements for Savannah Place for Hold Harmless on, I believe, three properties. That was one of the contingencies with taking in the rest of the subdivision. We did not have originals, so we could not find original agreements. We had copies, but we didn't have originals. And we also found mistakes. We had to correct mistakes within the agreements we did have. So what you have in front of you is the corrected original. That'll need to get signatures once you approve.
Randy, does this also in the discussion have signage for one side of the road parking?
Yes, we're going to provide and install the signs similar to we done the rest of the subdivision. We'll make that happen. This has mainly to do with mainly existing water runoff problems,
right.
Issues. So,
actually, council thought we needed to take this additional step in what he has prepared so that everything right. would be accurate. And we need to move forward with these agreements by and between these individuals to satisfy all the requirements of the contract.
Move to execute the Savannah Place release agreements, file number 14-005RB.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve the Savannah Place release agreements, known as file number 14-005RB. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. I'll sign these a little bit later, Randy. Thank you. Next order of business is a roundtable discussion with the Thaney County Transportation Advisory Board. I would suggest that we take a 5-minute recess so we can move some chairs down and maybe a couple of other chairs in and have that roundtable discussion. That'll be all right. Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.